Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us as they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table. The story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater for this special edition of our playthrough Microscope, setting up our next campaign. My name is Jeremy.
This is Johnny.
I'm Ellie.
And this sweet, smooth voice is the sound of Jeffrey.
Which is great because I remember the last episode we recorded before you came back. I did say we will be joined by the dulcet tones of Jeffrey.
Yes, yes.
Dulcet indeed.
And I'm...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. I'm Jordan, and I do know what I'm doing. I'm playing Microscope.
And I am Aaron.
And our lens for this session of Microscope, going around the table one last time, is Jeff.
All right, what is our focus?
What is our focus, sir?
Sir Jeffrey.
And remember, you get to choose the focus, and then you can create two things.
Can it be a legacy?
Can the focus be in a legacy? Like, or a pre-existing legacy?
Yeah, a pre-existing legacy.
I guess it could be.
The focus can be anything. A place, a thing, an institution, an event, a period, a concept. Anything you want. The lens can use something that's already came up in play or make up something new on the spot. If you're making something new, you'll usually declare the focus, then make a period, event, or scene to show what you're talking about. If a new lens is interested in a previous focus, they can pick the same focus again or pick a related focus that looks at things from a different angle.
I actually have somewhat of an odd idea compared to our big grand opening ideas. My idea is about the farming and trading of livestock between planets.
Huh.
Are we talking about elk? Because we had a whole conversation about elk farms while you were upstairs.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did.
That's funny. I don't know, whatever kind of animals
would be farmed and traded.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I like it because it's broad enough to be cool. Like, we can do some really fun stuff with that.
Yeah. And it could affect the world greatly, but it's mundane enough that...
Well, because it goes to everything from travel to trade.
Yep. Okay. The growth of ecosystems.
The class system.
The class systems, the ecosystems, the trade agreements that are made.
Smuggling.
Yes, and smuggling. There's always smugglers.
Do you want to just do generalized trade, or do you want to specifically do trade of creatures?
Trade of creatures, livestock, and farming of.
Where do you want to start?
Then create an event or a period.
Or a scene.
So, the event would be... The friendly relations between them opens up trade between planets.
You're talking the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Exilian and the...
Is that between planets or between dimensions?
At that point, if he's talking about there, it would be planets or systems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Event, light or dark?
Definitely light, since it benefits the entire galaxy. Relations between the Exilians and the Achille leads to the trading of livestock and techniques for raising them.
Okay, and where is that going?
That is going to go right there.
After the dual rescue effort.
Okay, after Solar Quest C1?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, it's my turn.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so here's my scene.
Dictated?
I'm sorry, not a scene, event. And this might actually go in the second era, the Great Migration era. As the Anomo'o Empire expands, new life forms are discovered. Conflict arises as they start using Star Naya as foodstuff. Academic research shows them as sentient, and humans and Exilians argue they should be given full rights.
Star Naya. So I'm assuming those are spacefaring creatures.
Yes.
Space whales.
So I think that is going to go between the plant lizards setting up governments and a map of stars.
The yep. Blizzards.
The lint.
What was the name of the element?
We didn't name the element.
We named it war.
Which is high in the element of war. No. What would it be called?
We did not name it.
Whatever you want to call it.
I can't make up names.
Hey, that's how we got GX-35. I couldn't make up a name, so I just put some letters and numbers together.
Moronium.
Technically, all right. All right, so what I have...
Farewell, morons.
So what I have is, with the adoption of the Treaty of Parallels, the Order of Wayfinders is established to enforce the intergalactic and interdimensional laws, including outlawing the trafficking of Star Naya blood, which is high in the element Anua Nua.
Nua Nua?
For rainbow. So
rainbow?
Yep, because that's what it creates when it burns.
Ooh, I like that.
So this is going to go after the race through the Great Star Whirlpool and the Undying Friendship, and before the human Noct systems reject the treaty, which could also say why they reject it, because they want that Star Naya because it grants transportation privileges.
Undying Friendship?
Jeff.
Koholo or Kanalima?
Those are the two that...
Those are the two buds.
Koholo is an entomologist. He described himself as a wayfinder. He called himself that. We don't know why. But he's the one who discovered the parallels and then started gathering support for the Treaty of Parallels.
Okay.
All right. Scene. Oh. A played scene.
Ooh.
Because we haven't done one of these today. So, in a played scene, I ask a question. I set up the scene. We create characters. We're all characters in the scene. And we answer the question together. The question is, what is experienced by those trapped in between dimensions? Set up the scene. We are a human Noct transport vessel crew. Transporting a shipment of Vave. I wasn't going to use the word for cattle, which is pee-pee.
We are not transporting pee-pee.
Transporting Vave, and we are pulled into a collapsing portal. Vave is the word for leg or foot. Okay. Livestock being like beasts of burden.
So I'm going to be a human in charge of the cargo.
My character's name is Soren. Johnny.
I'll be a Noct. Go by the name Nux.
Nux. Mm-hmm. Ellie.
I'm the ship. Broom, broom. No,
You could be.
You could be. Because that was one of the things we defined, the animistic idea of technology.
Could be the Noct or very biotech. Did you roll on the ship?
I did not see what my role was.
What's your role on the ship? I just put me down as a grunt.
Engineer.
I'll be one of those lizard plant people. What are they called?
The Anomo'o.
Animo'o?
Ano.
Anomo'o.
Character name.
Oh.
Can we?
I like that.
This might sound kind of crazy, but it might be kind of cool if your character is the conformity officer.
Where is this taking place?
It would be after they reject the treaty.
Okay.
So that might not be a possibility then.
We never established where the Animo are in this treaty.
Or what Ellie's role could be on the ship.
Is it plausible to say that some of this cattle came from my planet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could be overseeing the...
Yes. The train. I'm overseeing the shipment.
I would like to be an MO as well. Okay. Human Noct.
Yeah, remember this is a human Noct transport, so...
It makes sense for one.
Especially if they're transporting... They're the seller.
I am the producer.
These are your feet.
Okay, so I guess I'll be a human.
Alright, name?
Barrick.
And
function. I want to be...
We got a grunt, engineer, and a merchant.
Pilot.
Jordan.
I am a human. My name is Chemo. I'm a wayfinder navigator.
And Aaron.
I'm going to be a Noct.
To tell you what I have in my brain for what Noct is, woodland type creature, like, and they have almost like a bark like skin.
Uh huh.
They're human sized.
I am Groot. like a pixie, like the pixie.
Yeah, sort of.
Only human size.
Yeah.
Maybe not pixie is the right word. What's the... like a gnome.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. Yes. Then mine aim is going to be Canum. Mechanic.
Okay. So I vision we're going to pick up the scene as
alarms are blaring.
Soren is wrangling one of these Vave and he jumps over, hits the all comms.
Everything's coming apart! We're going in! Hang on to something!
I call back over the comms. I'm trying to steer her out. Engineer, can you switch the manifold and give us a boost?
Soren is shouting. He's like, the doors are about to come off! We gotta go in!
Mechanic, get down there and lock those bolts.
I'm on it.
The starscapes are smearing. Like, there's a weird spiral that looks like it's going counterclockwise as, like, all of the lights from nearby stars and reflective bodies are just kind of, like, turning into one of those pictures of those slow rotational cameras that they set up and focus out a long way away.
And from within the ship, it appears that time and movement is slowing down.
Yeah,
the ship starts growing.
And stretching out.
From the cargo hold, the Vave, which are four-legged beings, shift to stand upright and almost brace themselves against the top bulkhead of the ship with their front
appendages,
yes.
I come back over the comms. We're gonna release some edge pieces so that we can get some traction and boost ourselves out a little bit, maybe.
From the cargo hold, Soren, his voice.
No, it's not working.
Our only way to survive this is to steer into it.
Beric, we need to go in. I have my hand, like, stuck into the eddies of the space outside of the ship, just, like, feeling the pull of it. And there's no way that we can break out of this. If we want to keep the ship together, we have to go in and just have faith that we can reach the other side unharmed.
Call back over the comms. Hold on, I'm reverse thrusting.
Can you talk sense into him?
Listen, I'm just trying to make sure the shipment isn't damaged.
I'm trying to do the same thing. Not just the shipment, but all of us. We can't break free.
No. How many times as I've been through these things, it's never done this before.
It's because this one's collapsing from the readings.
Collapsing?
Yes, we're going to have to go through and find another route.
Stop trying to fight it. Just go in.
He jams the reverse thruster in and starts heading straight backwards.
Some of the star stale starts shredding. The monofilament lashings that hold it in place start snapping under the pull of the gravitational pressures.
The star sails. I don't know that we'll make it out the other side without those.
Everybody hold on. We're about to lose the starboard thruster.
Just hear this ripping, crunching sounds.
The ship's totem starts screaming.
It is an animistic ship, so it's
totem. The first is just moaning in pain. Now it's like actually crying out.
It has like a wooden, you know, the figureheads on the front of the prow, but inside, and the ship can talk to us.
I'm gonna say, as we go in, light just flares up, and it's almost like we're blinded with white light. The noise is incredible. And then all of a sudden, the noise, nothing. The light slowly dims. The ship is completely stable.
But groaning in pain.
No.
It's just stopped, silence.
From the cockpit, you see that the ship is landed on a planet, on a farm.
It looks a lot like the one that we picked up the livestock from.
Yeah. It looks familiar to everybody. Soren, from the cargo, comes back to flat on his back. As he sits up, all the Vabe are standing on 2 feet, and it appears they are talking to each other in a language he cannot understand.
There is a pond on the far side of the property. It's kind of surrounded by a copse of trees, and there's a small island in the middle of the pond. And embedded in the ground of the island, there are 30 large fish hooks, and it's starting to get dark.
We hear Kenwi trying to round up the Vave, but none of them are listening. They are totally ignoring the suggestions by the handler.
We see human and Nacht figures coming out of the farmhouse towards the ship.
They look like us.
Each one either looks like us or is someone that you recognize that has been lost.
We hear a crackle over the radio.
Is anybody out there? Portal just collapsed. Is anybody there?
So I hit the comms. Yeah, we hear you. We're fine. Somehow we landed.
What's your name of ship and your destination you were heading?
Gee, thanks, Johnny. Name of the ship is Nater 83, and we were headed to Rot System, carrying a shipment of the Vave for the Animoos.
All right, I'll let them know that what happened to you.
All right, it's weird. There's people coming out of a farmhouse, and they all look very familiar.
No response.
Soren opens the cargo bay doors.
We're not where we're supposed to be.
Can you get any readings of where we're at all?
This doesn't feel right.
Well, I know that, but can you get any reading on the sensors of where we're at?
No, like, I've been through this portal before. It's supposed to take us to Vanuatu.
Well, this obviously is not Vanuatu.
No.
Wherever it is, it's creeping me out. I see my own face down there.
Me too.
Up the cargo ramp comes a little girl. Runs right up to Soren, hugs his leg. It's like, Soren, you made it back! We didn't think we'd see you again! Soren looks down. It's like, Alice? How are you so small, Alice?
I look up in the sky, and I can see ribbons flowing through space, overlapping and crisscrossing, and they just stop at one point and go all the way across the sky to another point, but I can see the full length of each one. And it's a very bizarre thing to see because looking at them, I know they are an extremely long distance between each point, but they seem like short ribbons. Guys, we're not home.
As you look up, two ends are getting closer and closer together.
Kenwi calls out, hello, is anybody helping me with the shipment, hello? Starts to walk over and looks at Soren and begins to say something, then looks down at the little girl and says, who's she? Where are we?
This is Alice, my big sister.
Your big sister, and then looks all the way down.
Yeah, this isn't... Are we dead?
Speaking of dead, I think I see the old shipment handler.
And Soren points down at the child on his leg. Yes, exactly! Huh. Many, many years ago.
You start hearing a churring noise. Chirping, like the sound of, like, cricket legs getting rubbed together.
I turn to the ship. Can you feel where we are? Can you tell what's happened to you?
The ship is completely inanimate.
Hello?
The ship's totem is just frozen in place with a look of absolute shock and pain on their face. That's a great way of putting it.
I start looking it over and I hit the comms. Mechanic, engineer, I need you up here. There's something wrong with the ship.
I'm already there. My station's in the cockpit, so...
I just radio back. Yeah, I noticed there's something wrong. There's no power. No matter what I do down here...
There's no life.
Same thing.
No. There's no life.
Same thing.
Same thing. I get no response at all from her.
Power is life in this ship. You know, I'm opening up compartments in the ship. I'm checking everything around the bridge, trying to bring life back to the ship.
The Vave start to walk out on 2 feet down the ramp.
Kenwi starts freaking out. Get back on the ship! What are you doing? Hello? Totally ignores him.
And they walk out in an orderly fashion.
Kenwi says, damn, I'm gonna get fired.
The fish hooks are gone. We'll call that a scene.
Yeah. Is that a light scene or a dark scene?
Dark scene.
I mean, there was some light to it. You were reunited with your sister.
There was also some dark. I saw my own face in that crowd.
Yes, it was dark.
So how would we define that answer? I have a few descriptors that I think would be a good answer. So what is experienced by them? Jumbled space-time.
Yeah. They find themselves in the between hunting grounds.
I don't think it's so much jumbled as disconnected space-time.
I like the idea of disconnected. Then and now have lost any connectedness. And so then and now are existing simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. If we had kept going, Soren would probably have saw a older version of his sister there as well.
Yes. And I think that's the whole thing about the ribbons in the sky is mm-hmm. that yeah, all like the stars were in yeah. all of their positions.
So where is this going in our general timeline?
This is going to go before the dark matter.
It goes before a group believes particles of dark matter can be found or after?
Before.
Johnny, you are up.
All right. What was the name of the pirate?
Tauhiri.
Yes, Tauhiri.
He is also the leader of the Shundatua.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Tauhiri's pirate group have found a lucrative trade in moving livestock. They use the profits to fund their fight against the late Atua.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where does that go?
Somewhere after the pirates and before the Dark Atua are actually formed.
The Shundatua.
Shundatua are revealed.
Yes.
Yeah. So before he declares open...
Yes, before he declares open war.
Okay, Ellie.
I'm assuming this is light.
Sure.
The bond, the friendship.
The kindred spirit.
I just need to see their names.
The kindred spirits.
Mm-hmm.
The race.
Kahola is mm-hmm. the entomologist.
Kahola is the entomologist, yeah.
What if I was to say he was the one who got trapped in the collapsed portal and was hurt? So I can attach that name to that person.
To the evangelist?
Yes.
You could. That would be a very different take than I was expecting, but yeah. There's no such thing as a core take in a collaborative world-building exercise.
When you change something, that means it's changed.
I mean, it's plausible after he becomes so tightly bonded to Kona Lima.
Yeah. That he starts to feel affinity for all Atua.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What if the search party was Kona Lima?
Ooh, there we go.
That has some spice to it.
Yeah.
In regards to the event I created, I would like to now create a scene.
But remember, it has to be attached to somehow the trade livestock. Of livestock. Because that's our focus.
Maybe it was a doubled up ship at the time. Part evangelism, part livestock mission. Shipment.
So like our church has the United Methodist Committee on Relief. So maybe the Church of the Atua has some sort of relief arm. Some sort of maybe Red Cross style.
Relief shipment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kahola is aboard the ship as the new evangelist. They are on their way with relief shipment of Vave, and they become trapped. So, yeah, let's make it an event.
That's all you need to say.
Okay.
And then we just determine whether that's light or dark, and then we put it where it needs to go on the timeline.
I'm going to say it's light.
Sounds good.
And where do you want it on the timeline?
Right before the...
Evangelist of the Church of Atua?
Right before that?
Yes.
Ooh.
Now we know what happened to Kahola.
I need...
All right. Jeff, you go once more, and then back to Ellie for the legacy. Yep. That's the end of the round.
Okay, so I need to create a thing.
Event or scene, having to do with transport of cattle.
Okay, how about this? The trade and raising of livestock between planets... produces unintended ecosystem changes.
Yes.
Always.
You bring something to a planet you think is going to be helpful for the inhabitants, and it turns out that it's a complete and utter parasite.
It leads to studies of which planets can house which animals.
Nice.
Okay. That is going to go up here at the front.
Relations between the Exilians and the Kikili lead to...
Kikiri.
Yeah.
Hekili.
H-E. Leads to the trading of livestock and technique for raising them. All right. So I'll go ahead and put that as the very next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're the legacy.
My idea for the legacy, the discovery of communication within portals. And it's discovered between that friendship of Konalima and Kohola. Mm-hmm. And this discovery is that there needs to be a strong bond between the two for them to be receptive. So Konalima was within that search party. Kohola was on that ship. There was that strong bond of him reaching out because of his family. Konalima felt that bond and they coined it Ko'owipo, which means sweetheart, but it means more deeper meaning in Hawaii, like a strong bond even between like a mother and a daughter, something like that.
Or siblings.
Siblings, something like that.
Yeah. So you see what you're most bonded to.
That sounds like an event that you can put like right after the one that you just created.
Okay.
So two things. The legacy is interdimensional communication.
Yeah, I had just written that down as the ability to communicate between portals.
Yeah. And then the event would be naming it Ko'owipo after Konalima and Kohola.
The communication from within and without portals has been discovered. Konalima, in the search party, recognizes the screams of his beloved friend Kohola. They find that their strong bond allows them to communicate with each other, and they end up coining this as Ko'owipo, which is that person that our love or bond is unbreakable or unlimited.
Dude.
So, yeah. It's like a hint of magic thrown in there.
Yeah. Oh, the Wayfinders are supposed to be magic.
It's like a magical state that shows you what you're most connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I thought it was interesting in the other scene. My character, Soren, saw his sister. Jeff, your character, saw yourself.
Yeah. I like that.
The NMO saw a person tied to the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, this card, I'm imagining, do you want this to go after the one that you just created with Kohola as aboard the ship as the new evangelist?
No, after the other scene that was created earlier. When they do collapse, and the portal does collapse. And before he does scream out.
Before the ship, the transport ship.
Right.
Gotcha.
I like that. Established all this in the transport ship scene, and then went back in an event before it established, that's cool.
It was a very unique world we've built.
Yes.
All right, folks. That is Microscope. We have played this game 3 or 4 different times, and this is our first time recording it. It's going to be a bear to edit.
Yes.
But
it's good.
I think that capturing this is a really important part of our play, and I think we'll talk about that a little bit more in our commentary episode that is coming up next time. So thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for more to come in this world. Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.